Give No Quarter, written by Ryan Duncan, read by Mike Ness. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Ephesians 6:10-11. This week, my small group started a new series on minor characters in the Old Testament. I have to say, it's been pretty interesting. There are so many characters in the Old Testament whose stories often get overlooked, like Jephthah, one of Israel's judges, or Rizpah, who defended the bodies of her slain family. The person I ended up researching, though, was Josiah, who ruled Jerusalem as king for 31 years. 2 Kings opens by saying Josiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, a rare feat for most of Israel's kings. But then it shifts gears and talks about how Josiah discovered the long-lost book of law in God's temple. After deciphering the book and realizing his people have turned away from God, Josiah went on a complete rampage. Just listen to the passage. He did away with the pagan priests appointed by the kings of Judah to burn incense in the high places of the towns of Judah and on those around Jerusalem, those who burned incense to Baal, to the moon and the sun, to the constellations, and to all the starry hosts. He took the Asherah pole from the temple of the Lord to the Kidron Valley outside Jerusalem and burned it there. He ground it to powder and scattered the dust over the graves of the common people. He also tore down the quarters of the male shrine prostitutes, which were in the temple of the Lord and where women did weaving for Asherah. Josiah brought all the priests from the towns of Judah and desecrated the high places, from Geba to Beersheba, where the priests had burned incense. He broke down the shrines at the gates, at the entrance to the gate of Joshua, the city governor, which is on the left of the city gate. 2 Kings 23:5-9. My first impression on reading these passages was that Josiah overreacted. It was great that he wanted to return his people to God, but burning everything in a 10-mile radius seemed a little extreme. Then it hit me. That was the point. To God, sin is a cancerous tumor that must be cut out of your lives completely. Maybe you're a guy who's fallen into the grip of pornography, or a girl who can't stop putting others down through gossip. We tell ourselves these things are just human weakness, and they don't mean anything, but God will never approve our guilty pleasures. Christ's grace has given us a way to battle sin, and in this unseen war, the winner takes all. So if you're ready to fight, remember to put on the armor of God and give the devil no quarter. Intersecting faith and life. Are you allowing yourself to compromise with sin? Consider how this is affecting your relationship with Christ. For further reading, 1 Peter 1:8.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
A powerful prayer life does not require hiking a mountain to be able to hear from God. God can meet us right in the middle of our busy lives to help, guide, and speak to us through prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, providing practical teaching and encouragement on how you can make prayer a natural and consistent part of your everyday life. I promise it won't require hiking a mountain, but you just might develop the faith to move one. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.